The government's outlining a pilot scheme to install X-ray machines and body scanners for passengers on the Heathrow Express service from Paddington. But the Transport Secretary, Alistair Darling, has admitted that airport-style checks for the whole network are impractical because of the huge numbers of stations and rail users involved. And the transport writer Christian Woolmar said it was completely the wrong way to prevent terrorist attacks.
What they have to do is just be a little bit more courageous. Say, look, we think this is pretty much impossible. I think they should be spending money on kind of making sure that, or trying to make sure this doesn't happen through security service. I think it's a transport department issue. I don't think the transport department can do very much about this. You know, the railways are a vulnerable target, and they always will be.
Firefighters in the West Midlands are due to stage a three-hour strike tonight in a dispute over shift patterns. They want compensation for working extra hours. The French government says it'll extend emergency powers to crack down on rioting for a further 3 months. The measures allow local mayors to impose nighttime curfews. A new study suggests that two-thirds of people in Britain identify themselves as Christians, but only one in seven attends church regularly. The ICM survey of 1,000 people for BBC News also found that one in three of those questioned admitted knowing virtually nothing about Islam. Arnold Schwarzenegger is visiting China today in his capacity as governor of California. His trip is an attempt to boost business relationships with China, which is already California's fourth biggest foreign trading partner. A recent survey found that Arnold Schwarzenegger's image was recognized around the world as much as those of Jesus Christ, Che Guevara, and Bob Marley. BBC News, it's 3 minutes past 10, more at 11.